AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. The Trump administration is freezing all federal loans and grants.
The Trump administration has ordered a funding freeze as it starts an across-the-board review of the nation's spending. The pause on federal grants and loans kicks in later today and could affect trillions of dollars while causing widespread disruption in everything from healthcare research to education programs. Independent groups warn the freeze will hold up virtually all federal funding for programs in every community.
The blast radius of this terrible decision is virtually limitless.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer calls it cruel, and since Congress had already authorized the spending,
it's illegal.
An administration memo says all federal spending must comply with the president's executive orders that look to undo progressive steps. The freeze will not affect Medicare or Social Security benefits, and students who rely on federal financial aid are not expected to see any disruption. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Michigan Democratic Senator Gary Peters says he won't seek re-election.
I believe now it's time for me to write a few more paragraphs in my current chapter and then turn over the reins. I will therefore not seek re-election in 2026.
A Grand Rapids, Michigan woman is accused of setting a house fire that killed her 12-year-old daughter, who was trapped in a bedroom. The child died Monday night, 2 days after the fire. Two other children survived. Police say the 46-year-old mother removed smoke detectors from the house and poured lighter fluid before setting the fire. East Palestine and Norfolk Southern have announced a $22 million settlement resolving all of the village's claims arising from the 2023 train derailment near the Ohio-Pennsylvania border. This is AP News. The doomsday clock is moving closer to midnight, meaning Earth is moving closer to destruction. At least that's according to the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists, which has advanced the clock to 89 seconds till midnight, the closest it has ever been. The chair of the BAS's Science and Security Board, Daniel Holes, says the last few years have made climate change worse.
We're already the closest we've ever been to midnight, and now the clock is moving forward. So when you're at this precipice, the one thing you don't want to do is take a step forward. And we're saying, given what's happened over the past year, we just haven't seen the sort of progress we need. And in some areas of our concern, things have gotten worse.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.